This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that was, on our radar about a month or two ago. We're talking about Lexigene Company. They trade on the OTCQB. You can find them under the ticker symbol LXXGF. And you can find them on the Toronto Stock Exchange up there in Canada under the ticker symbol LXG. And with us today is the president of the company. We're very lucky and fortunate to have him, Mr. Daryl Redbeck. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Give my listeners a little bit of about statement of who you guys are, maybe who you are also, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Yeah, maybe I'll start with myself quick. I was a senior VP at Canaccord for 15 years as a retail broker, which is relevant because I worked with a lot of companies, and you really learned on that side and the investment side, looking at companies, you know, which companies worked, which ones didn't, why did they work, and why did they? And that's something that's, you know, hard to do because there's just so many opportunities out there. And this is something that came to me after my career there, which was something that checked all the boxes to me. And what Lexigene is really is a first of its kind. It's a genetic analyzer, which there are out there in the market. But what we've done is taken an old technology that was founded at the Livermore Labs, which is Homeland Security's research arm. And they put about $20 million into this technology, and it was fully autonomous. And what we've done is just added a step. And really what it is a complete sample-to-answer instrument, meaning you take a sample, say a cheek swab, blood, urine, whatever you're looking for, and you put it into the machine and you hit a button. And an hour later, it's going to tell you exactly what's in there. So if you're looking for salmonella or E. coli in food, if you're looking for a respiratory disease, if you're looking for UTIs, etc., and really, it's the first of its kind where it's very simple to use, where most of our competitors need a licensed microbiologist to use their machines. We don't. You and I can operate the machine. It's done in an hour, which is on par with a lot of technologies out there. But we can also do it at a cost that no one else can, which opens up so many markets to us. And it's one of these things where we looked at the technology. I looked at this company before Jack and I got involved, and it answers all those boxes as an investor where it's super disruptive, and it's something that's going to absolutely change these industries.
Do you guys actually make the technology, or do you farm that out and then just distribute it?
No, it's our technology. It's all being built in-house.
That being said, what have you guys feel in your heart of hearts that you guys have accomplished in the last 2 years?
So we started essentially with two patents, and like I said, this started at the Livermore Labs, which is, you know, $1.2 billion funded. It's 5,500 employees. It's the best of the best. And a lot of things that come out of there, if not all of them, are insanely successful based on the level of talent there, which I urge you to take a look at. So Jack and I started with just two patents. We're now up to three. We're applying for three more. But more specifically, we started with two patents. It was just him and I. We were traveling the country. We were raising money. We went public in 2016, late 2016. And at that point, we had a subcontract model. So we used an engineering firm out of Boston, Boston Engineering. They were building the machine. So again, you inherit all that talent. It's a more economical and probably a quicker way to do it than building out your own team. As they progressed with the machine and as the machine was starting to work really well, and we're starting to look at all this development and getting all this interest, we decided less than a year later to go on our own. We did a bought deal with Canaccord, and we now have an 18,000 square foot facility. It's got a biosafety level 2 lab. We have 22 employees right now, so we've gone from 2 to 22, and we've really progressed in the sense of where we came from, which was two patents. As for the development side, two patents, we were building the alpha at Boston Engineering, we finished building it on site, we completed it, we've tested it, and it now works, which is huge for a diagnostics company. This is one of the things where most diagnostic companies have really good ideas of what they want to get to, and they can't get there because they usually can't get it to work because there's a lot of things that can go wrong, obviously, in that process. But ours works, and it's been tested. Again, you can look at all the results to that. And now we're building the betas, which your betas are now the units that you're going to give to customers to try out. Those customers are going to use it. They're going to most likely fall in love with it. Then you go into your sales channel. So we've gone a really long way in those 2 years, and we've really, really progressed this technology into the point where you can come by the site and actually see it and see it work in action.
Being a company that has pre-revenues right now, recently you did a private placement of $1.95 million. You completed a financing of $2.8 million. All that being said, what's your plan to use the money for?
So right now, and again, that was a massively oversubscribed financing, but what we really do, and again, I'd urge you to look at our share structure. We have just over 70 million shares outstanding, and we really protect shareholders. So we only take as much money as we need, and that money will be used for the development and the finishing of the beta units. And your beta units, again, are the units that you would give to, say, a vet clinic. Use this for 2-3 weeks. Use it with the current process. Compare the two results and what they're going to do, and we'll get into that later. They're going to look and say, this is absolutely game-changing, for lack of a better phrase, and this is something that we need. And we're very close to that. So the financing that we just completed is to get to that point, to get this into clients' hands by June, to start your pre-sale channel, and to start when you're getting into sales.
Companies that are usually south of a market cap of $50 million have a low rate of survival. That being said, it's all about management. And recently, you guys added somebody onto your management team, I think a former executive director of food safety at Chipotle. What does that mean for you guys?
I think it really adds to the current team we have, and it really rounds out the team and just completely validates, maybe not the right word, but it's something that, you know, in these sort of experiences, and you look at a company, like you said, sub $40 million market cap, you usually can't see a board and a management team with this much depth. So like you said, we have the ex-food safety manager who reported to the CEO from Chipotle, a $19 billion fast food company that had huge food safety issues, and he came in to clean them up because they lost about $8 billion of market cap. So when people like that continue to come to the company, we've got an $8 billion, a $9 billion, a $20 billion, an $82 billion. All these people have experience at these companies that have about $100 billion-plus in market cap experience in a company that has a $40 million market cap. They also have small startup experience as well, which is hugely important because they know how to move down the channels. So they've all sold companies, and they've all worked for the big ones, and they've all built this out. Chipotle, again, this is another indication that we're on the right track. We have something that's very special because these are all people that don't need to go and take pay cuts to work somewhere, obviously. And they are not going to just put their name on something if they don't believe in what we're doing. And it continually gets validated by people like this coming and working with us and asking to work with us and adding to our team that helps you say, okay, you know, especially for more of a layperson like me, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a microbiologist. These are the indications when you're investing in a company, you look at the people. And when you look at our people, if you go on the website and you look at the slide deck, there's an immense amount of experience here at all levels and from very, very well-known med device companies.
Going forward, any expectations you have for 2019 and 2020?
Yeah, I mean, this is the most exciting time. I mean, the company has never been stronger, and this is the most exciting time for an investor when you look at something and say, okay, where are you right now? You're going into clients' hands. For a diagnosis company, that's the most exciting time because now you're going to have it in the market, you have proof of concept, you have things that are being used, your devices are being used in the market. And that is now a very different level than development. And you're really angling and you're really preparing for that sales channel, which people really want to see. And that's your ultimate validation. And we're really not far from that either. So in the next, you know, 6 months to 8 months, this company is drastically morphing into a real competitor. And it's scaring a lot of our competitors based on what we can do. And I really think, from an investment point of view, if you look at the risk-reward right now, we have a $40 million market cap. It's the lowest it's ever been, but the company's never been stronger. And one of the reasons is we have to keep going. We have to keep getting the story out. We raised money with a really tight group of people I worked with for 20 years, which was a fantastic idea. It's time for now the rest of the world to know about the story because we really haven't told it, you know, globally like we have in previous things. And this is something we did by design because it's been very tight. And we've been waiting for this very perfect inflection point for new shareholders. Look at this. Okay, you're now going into the most exciting time. I'm starting to get really, really interested. And if you look at some of our competitors, and this is important, we're massively undervalued. If you look at something like Genmark, it's a $300 million market cap company. They just had a quarterly report. They did $20 million in sales. They lost $12 million. They have a few hundred units out in the field. So if you look at comparables in that, if we have 40 units in the field, we're already cash flow positive, and that's based on our cost being so, so low. So one of the things in diagnostics, which is really hard for all these companies, is the cost per test, and our cost per test is the lowest in the industry. So that allows us to compete in food safety because it's a very cost-conscious industry. No one else can do that. It's a $13 billion industry. It's just not possible. So once this story gets out there a little bit more, once people understand how undervalued we are, and once people understand what our competitors are trading at based on where they are, they're really, really going to take notice. And it's really, this program is the start of us saying, okay, let's get this story out. Let's invite new people in. Let's start sharing it a little bit more globally.
My guest today has been Daryl Revick. He's the president of LexGene. You can find him on the TSX up there in Toronto under the ticker symbol LXG. You can find him down here on the States on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LXXGF. Daryl, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Hopefully you become a regular. You can come back anytime on the show. And I wish you nothing but continued success. And I'd like to learn more a little bit about your company.
Absolutely. I'd welcome that. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.